Get wide awake with Harrison Smith live on the War Room right now on X and Band.video worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna take a quick pause here. We're going to stop talking about the Iran war, and we're going to start talking about what got us to the Iran war, how we found ourselves in this situation, with my guest, Anthony Kevin, better known as Danks from Dankster Intel. Anthony Kevin, better known as Danks from at Dankster Intel, is a full-stack AI developer pushing the bleeding edge of technology while moonlighting as one of the sharpest independent researchers out there. He's the founder behind Americans for Transparency and the mind behind Dankster Intelligence Apparatus, where he drops deep investigative dives into nonprofit funding, media influence, and the inner workings of major conservative organizations. If you want unfiltered receipts and data-driven analysis that cuts through the noise, you're in for a treat if you visit AmericansForTransparency.org. That's AmericansForTransparency.org. Find Dankster on X at Dankster Intel and on YouTube, Instagram, and Rumble. Secondary Clips channel can be found on YouTube at Danks Clips. Danks, welcome to the show, sir.
Harrison, thanks for having me. It's a privilege to be here. Big fan of the show and lots to talk about, man. This is, in my mind, is breaking news. This is very important information, even though it's been on the internet. You know, it's just been sitting there waiting for someone to come out and really dive all the way in. And fortunately, I did that.
So what have you discovered? What do people need to know about their favorite conservative influencers?
Well, there's a company called Clock Tower X LLC. It's registered as a foreign agent for the government of Israel. So essentially, in the FARA document, it states that they are to integrate messaging directly into Salem Media and also aligned properties. And what's interesting about that, and what I want people to understand, is it's not just about Brad Parscale. He is the principal of this. He basically owns it, and he has multiple other websites. They do AI manipulation and bias on behalf of their business. And they also do geofencing on American churches. But that's really the surface. What's underneath is a systems level argument about how foreign government really doesn't need to buy politicians anymore. They don't need to bribe anybody. They don't need to back channel diplomacy. What they figured out is far more elegant, and really it's dangerous for our country. They buy the architecture. Think about Salem Media and what it actually is. It's not just a radio network. Salem is the ideological distribution infrastructure of really conservative and Christian conservative Americans, the right American, you know, political right, whatever you want to say. It reaches tens of millions of people every single week across radio, podcasts, digital properties, television, ads. And so when Salem speaks, it speaks to the audience that elects presidents, especially our president today. So it shapes what the audience believes is true, what is moral, and what is worth fighting for. But the problem is it's coming from Israel, and it's actually infiltrated on the inside through the documentation as a foreign registered agent. The thing is, Salem Media itself is not registered, and the chief strategy officer is Brad Parscale, working hand in hand with the future of Salem Media and their architecture and the work that is being put out through Salem Media and aligned. Remember, it's not just Salem Media, it's aligned properties. So where does that stop? Not just that, Don Trump Jr. and Lara Trump own significant stake inside of Salem Media. Not just that, Salem Media owns 30% of MXM, Don Jr.'s business, you know, his app. So they're business married. So the White House's family is business married with a company that's doing the largest conservative media apparatus in this country, and they're doing the bidding of Israel.
So I want to get into, this is all bombshell stuff, and I want to get into how exactly this happens. I mean, are they giving them talking points? Are they publishing, promoting or paying for certain things to run versus other things? Like I want to get into like the nitty gritty of how this happens. But yeah, in case people don't know, just to quote your tweet, which people can find on your X at Dankster Intel. Did you know that the Charlie Kirk Show, Josh Hammer, Dennis Prager, Lara Trump, Larry Elder, Hugh Hewitt, Dinesh D'Souza, Sebastian Gorka, Brandon Tatum, and Todd Starnes all broadcast on a network whose chief strategy officer is a federally registered foreign agent for the Israeli government. So, again, when you're talking about these people, you're talking about some of the biggest names in quote-unquote conservative media. And as we know, I mean, we hear a lot about democracy and its modern manifestation. Democracy essentially means rule by the media, because the media decides what the people know, and people make decisions on the basis of the information they have. So, you know, really, democracy at this point is ruled by the media. If our media is ruled by a foreign actor, that's a problem. That's a very big problem.
Yeah, it is a very big problem. And really, to answer what you're saying, is the way the money moves, okay? So the money starts with the state of Israel, specifically the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And they're operating on this Hasbara budget, which we've heard of is like $729 million. This budget that I found within all of these documents, it's on my American for Transparency website, $150 million in 2025, and now a 20 times increase from pre-war levels to this 2026 Hasbara budget of roughly $729 million. And that is not a public diplomacy budget. This is a warfare budget. So when you have the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs, They don't write checks directly to American influencers or the conservative media companies. That would be too clean. It's too traceable, too legally exposed. Yeah. The problem, though, that is in the FARA documents, they're supposed to state which Salem media properties or influencers or podcasters are actually receiving this messaging and being conveyed out. But they are not documenting that. So this is actually a FARA violation. So they are already violating the law stated by FARA. The problem is Pam Bondi dismantled the oversight, right? So now it's just gone to civil instead of federally criminal lawsuits or whatever it could be. So it goes from the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and then there's three intermediaries. And then from those intermediaries, two of them are Havas Media, one Germany, one in US, and then they filter through the money. And on the, if you scroll down on my website, there's a interactive map and it shows exactly how the money flows. So it's got Israel on top, the three intermediaries. So the money flows from Israel into those three intermediaries. And then you've got like 12 to 15 branches of companies that are all doing certain particular things, right? Salem Media is within the Clock Tower ecosystem, okay? But there's also other companies that are doing the same thing. You have Show Faith by Works. You have all the the companies that are paying influencers $7,000 a month. I mean, when you talk about, when we hear about all of these things happening, the truth is it is actually happening, but it's a much more sophisticated way because they're coming at all angles. It's not just, oh, they're giving talking points. It's not just, oh, they're paying $7,000 a post. It's all of that. Plus they're geofencing mega churches. There's over 300 mega churches in the Southwest in the United States. What they do is they actually manipulate the AIs. If you go inside the church, and they can track, trace, and create a social map with their AI architecture. That's one part of it. They can manipulate if your pastor is using AI. They can manipulate the AI if the pastor is looking for certain passages. I mean, it goes all the way to the core of American Christian conservatives. And the way that the stream goes is, it was $6 million for Clock Tower X LLC. They increased it to $9 million. They made an amendment on December, I think, 26th of 2025 to $9 million. So that was exclusively for digital advertising. Parscale, the principal on this, is mandate is under the contract is literally integrating narrative messaging into Salem Media Network properties. And that's Salem's chief strategy officer, Parscale himself. So the money flows from Israel through German intermediary or American intermediary into an American LLC whose managing member simultaneously holds a senior strategic role at a media company in which the Trump family holds equity. You know, so That's stream one. And then you have stream two goes to Show Faith by Works LLC. That's Farah number 7653, if I'm correct. They've got over $3 million, and their stated mission is what I just said, is to geofence 303 American mega churches and Christian universities and track communication devices of people. And I'm going to quote from the filing here directly, is positive associations with the nation of Israel, while portraying the Palestinian population as extremists or anybody defending or saying that Palestine should also have a right to exist as extremists. Okay, so this is from their own documentation. And you also have Bridges Partners LLC. These are the three main ones that are kind of working in conjunction. There you go. There's that map there. They have almost $1 million. Their number is 7652, fair number, budgeted for 900K. And if anybody ever goes there, you could click one of those blue buttons there and it would show right on the side. It shows you could talk to the AI agent that I built, or you could click the fair documents there. You could ask whatever. So you could have a full on conversation. It's trained all on the information there. You know, so wow. There's like the Canary mission you just pulled up. They're not registered. You know what I mean? And that's a major problem. We know what the Canary mission's been up to.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
this is an incredible website. I'd seen the video that you made that went totally viral, but I had not been to your website yet. That's AmericansForTransparency.org that we're looking at there. I'll go to that myself.
Yes, sir.
AmericansForTransparency.org. It's a great name, and you are bringing the transparency. So, yeah, this is incredibly sophisticated. I mean, this is an industry at this point. Obviously, it's been operating for a while, and now the manifestation it currently exists in is very refined, and they're very good at what they do, and they know what they're doing. Can you tell me, do you have any knowledge? Like, let's say I got a job at Salem Media. What would, you know, and I'm there, I'm a host, and I'm having a meeting or something. What would my interaction with these groups be? Would they be telling me things to say, directing me where to cover stuff? Like, how does this actually work when we get how the money flows, but once the rubber meets the road, how does this influence, manifest?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you see and if you start to pay attention to, we all hear the same talking points, right? We've seen it with Candace multiple times, right? It's a lot like that, where one principal or one major company or podcast station, like the Charlie Kirk Show, that's actually their number one podcasting station, they'll put out something and then they will spread that messaging. And sometimes it's going to be so covert in a way to where the influencer or the podcaster themselves might not even know, right? But so say if you work at Salem, or if you work for Salem, you're not going to get a call from Brad Parscale. You're probably never even going to see a memo that says anything about Israeli government messaging. You almost certainly never see a dollar amount or any particular thing that's tied to this. But what you see is something that looks pretty much normal, right? Something that looks like editorial guidance, something that looks like the natural culture of the organization that you work for or aligned with. So the operational pipeline actually functions based on what the contract tells us. And under the Clock Tower X LLC, it says it's required to deliver a comprehensive narrative framework and messaging blueprint in month one, with ongoing monthly updates to messaging and framing based on data insights and guidance audience testing. So they are also required to deliver monthly influence and network maps, identifying high impact voices, communities, and distribution nodes. And really the last phrase is key there, is high impact voices, distribution nodes. That is corporate language for, we have identified which people inside the media properties have the most reach, and we are mapping how to move narrative through them. And so, you know, when you have a group of people, we could just kind of humanize it, right? Like, if we have a group of people, we all are kind of on the same team, if you will, and maybe we watched that show and we watched this other show. If you start hearing some of these people saying these things, you will end up regurgitating them if you ideologically feel that you align with that. So it's very covert. Like I said, they might not even know. That's the thing. So again, nobody really, what I want to say actually is nobody really questions what a CSO does, a chief strategy officer does. They really just think that this person is just aligned for the best future of the company. But he's, Brad Parscale is in charge of the growth opportunities shaped on behalf of what they're trying to do is shape bias around Israel. And because Parcells' team is running monthly sentiment analysis, he runs artificial intelligence, AI, SEO manipulation. There's something that he does called generative engine optimization. That's how they manipulate the AI. And the way this works, like, think about this. You're in this network and you're in this group. They have the ability to see what you're talking about. Your audience will start basically putting things in the chat, putting things in the comments, and then they're able to build websites around that. And the way AI works, it's not like SEO with keywords and like ranking on Google. The AI actually looks for the most influential voices, but actually in text on the internet. And so what happens is the AIs, especially shaped around the culture themselves, they will start putting out, if you go to, I have a bunch of websites I could send you from Brad Parscale's Clock Tower X LLC. They actually make like what looks like news reports, but it's just biased actually. Mm-hmm. And they just flood the entire internet with this bias based off of what the audience is saying. And then by the time it gets to someone like Josh Hammer and he's looking it up in AI and what somebody said on the Charlie Kirk show, then it's already been flooded with these fake news articles from like dozens of websites, hundreds of pages. And the AI will choose that because it feels that it's an authority in the space. Mm. It is very meticulous and it is very deep. And I still am trying to understand it, but it's not as easy as, oh, you're getting paid by Israel and this is what you need to say. It is not that.
It's a lot more sophisticated than that, because obviously part of it is hiding that influence. You don't want everybody coming out and saying it outright. But of course, one of the bizarre things about this is you're not speculating. You're not just pointing to what these people say and say, they might be paid by Israel. I mean, they're registered under FARA. It's not up for debate whether this is a foreign, you know, thing happening here. It is, and it's Israel doing it. Is there nothing in the FAR, like once you register at FAR, can you just do whatever any other group can? Or is there some sort of requirement to, you know, tell people that you're working for a foreign country? Because it seems like that might be useful when they're reporting something to say, oh, by the way, I'm an agent for Israel when I'm saying this. Is there any, you know, requirement to tell the truth about where this information is coming from to the people who are getting the information, the audience?
Well, historically, yes, there has been, and there still is a requirement, especially from the company that is conveying the messaging and distributing the money. So they are supposed to say who they're giving the money to, and they are supposed to also state how much they're paying and what the messaging narrative is, and then the terms of that agreement. However, the only thing that they're showing in the document at this time, which, like I said at the beginning of this segment here that you brought me on, is that they're not doing that. They're not fully breaking down the information piece by piece by piece. All they've said is Salem Media Network properties and aligned properties or aligned networks. So that is a violation and they are breaking the law. But they have Bondi, who has just been terminated, that I feel like her job has been complete. That's why she's gone. She's dismantled all these different things. Some very important organizations like the oversight committees for FARA. And now that's actually not a law that people are going to be looking to go and plant that onto the website when they know nobody's going to come after them anymore. I hate even saying that out loud, but people need to know it. I don't want to say it because I don't want these other government or people that are the companies are like, oh, well, we don't have to file. And then they go and look, maybe they find out for me. It's true though. And Americans need to know that we are being propagandized from the inside while the Trump family name is an owner of a company. And what's interesting is Brad Parscale was there before Trump Jr. got in, before he got his equity stake. And then 8 months later, while Don Jr. is there and owns stake, then Bradley Parscale, not only the CSO, starts the company in August of 2025, registers in September, And then that's actually September 18th, 8 days after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, they were registered under FARA. So Don Jr. was there the whole time. There's no doubt in my mind that he knows that this is going on. So this is, like I said before, infiltration from the inside at the highest levels. And I feel like we're completely sold out.
This would not be difficult to understand if it was Democrats. Let's just put it that way. If Republicans were, you know, presented a bunch of information showing that a bunch of Democrat, you know, media people were being paid to, you know, shape their message from the and it was the Obama campaign, you know, Obama's son was the Biden, you know, it was Hunter Biden running this. This wouldn't be confusing at all. So I think it's pretty clear if you don't approach this with any sort of bias, just how malignant this is, just how, you know, negative this influence is. And of course, as you point out in your tweet that I was reading from earlier, since Pam Bondi dissolved the Foreign Malign Influence Center at the DOJ, there's nobody left to enforce it. And that is a very big deal. You also get into how Pam Bondi herself has a lot of connections to Qatar. We'll get to that in just a second. But sticking with Israel, I mean, this is one aspect of a massive industry. Like, even this industry is massive. We're talking about nearly $1 billion from this one source, $729 million from this one source for Hasbro content. But this is one small drop in the bucket to the overall influence campaign that's being pushed right now. How big is this compared to some of the other ones that we know about, AIPAC, this sort of stuff?
I mean, this is probably the most impactful besides AIPAC. AIPAC is probably the reason why AIPAC is so impactful is because it doesn't matter what everyone says. They are complete. The politicians are bought out, right? There's no, like, we're not paying them money except for their tax money, which is their salary. But they're getting this fat ass bonus on top of what? Basically minimum, you know, 50,000 and average mid six figures and upwards of millions of dollars. Right. We've all seen track AIPAC. We know how much these people are getting paid. Even Tulsi Gabbard has taken six figures from AIPAC. They're all compromised. OK, so AIPAC is significant. However, when you talk about getting to the entire country, this is the most prolific, I would say, because 100%. You're on every single person's phone, their TV, their grandparents, their kids. I mean, the Charlie Kirk show, man. Think about how many people and kids and young students were following or are or were following that messaging. And then behind the scenes, since 2019, they've been rolling with Salem Media. And then since 2025, this person that's already planning.
They've been totally infiltrated. I'm sorry, we got to go to commercial break. We'll be back on the other side. Yeah. This is absolutely incredible stuff from my guest known as Danks from Dankster Intel. Dankster Intel on X. Incredible stuff. We're going to pick up right there on the other side. You're not going to want to miss the second half. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.